Yeah.
It's Wave Nation, Bobby.
You already know what it is, man. Jehu the Prince, a.k.a. Rio. And I got my main guy, Ty. What it do, babe, bro?
Yo, what's good? What's good?
And you can't forget it. Mr. Larry Potter.
Hello, 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 hello. Is this Michael? Hello.
And Anomaly, what it do, baby?
Hey, everybody, how y'all doing today?
Okay. You be like, Anomaly! Hello, everyone. Hello, how are you? Man, if you don't turn the fuck up, God damn it. It's
know that.
Yeah, I got some shit I want to get off my chest, though. I'm ready for this hot girl summer shit to be over with, you know? Like, even though summer is over, but the culture of that impact is still lingering on. I'm ready for that shit to be done. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Oh no, I kind of like hot girls.
Awesome.
This guy. Yeah.
No, I'm playing.
I'm ready for that whole culture to be over, man. Like that finesse culture. Like I'm done. And people's like, oh, are you saying that because you're getting finessed? No, I'm saying that because the opportunities to finesse us, they keep trying to capitalize on them. And I think because of who we are, what we look like, and the stability that we can bring makes us major targets. And I'm tired of being attempted finessed. You see what I'm saying? Like, I am. I'm tired of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be thinking like, you can't trust anyone anymore. Mm-hmm. Especially the women, cause even dudes is finessing, but the women, you can't trust the women like that anymore.
Hey,
we been couldn't trust you, Anomaly. But hey. Hey, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? But then it's just like, damn, every girl with a shape just thinks she is city girl, hot girl. You see what I'm saying? It's like, damn, all you got is a booty. You know what I'm saying? And some boobs. That's it. And I'm tired of the whole culture.
That's like, where the conversation comes in. You see them and they look good, but that's why you got to have a conversation to see. Because they're not going to hide what they want. They're not going to play a long game on it. They're about getting it quick, getting it fast.
You can't even have a conversation at that point. Because as soon as you say hello to them, they think you want them.
Yeah, dude, I have
keep
that.
Keep it moving.
Like, you'd be like, excuse me, miss. Damn, nigga, what the fuck you want? Bitch, I just want the time. What time is it?
Yeah.
Please,
I'm just holding the door for you.
Please believe me.
I'm just holding the door for you, man. I don't have no interior motive.
Right.
I don't have no motive. I'm just holding the door for you.
Right. Anybody looking at your ass? I didn't see your ass shaking in them spandex pants like that. I mean, you got the pink underwear on and shit. I ain't see.
I mean, it's a thin line though, because like, what's the difference between a hot girl and a feminist? Like, everybody just, you know, want to go get it.
But everybody is not staying true to it, real deal. Like, they mixing the calls with it. Because like you said, hot girl and a feminist. They would be like, a feminist would say, I should be able to wear anything I want. And if I don't want to wear a bra, I don't have to wear a bra. Hot girl chick would say the same thing, but her ulterior motive is to hide behind the feminist.
Well, pull up. The whole thing is, I know guys looking at me, so this is what I'm going to use to get their attention on me. You know, I want to select what type of attention I have received.
Correct. Because they can hear it, but they are selective to who they want to respond to. So it's just like, damn, is it everything about money? And this is coming from us. We ain't broke. You see what I'm saying? Like, we ain't broke. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's just like, has that succumbed to our interaction with you? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, I'm being, like, in nice guys, are we a major target? And then, what is the definition? It's like, so if you're saying we nice guys, so we got to be bad guys? And then the bad guy, you know what I mean? Like, damn, you don't want a bad guy. You're tired of these niggas. But then when you see good guys or people who actually being genuine to you, like another human being, you want to finesse them.
Right.
Like, damn. Like, I shouldn't know your bill situation the first 2 minutes.
Nah, that's the only way you're going to get the number. You got to pay a bill. You got to send that.
Wow. Card.
What happened to your own? Wow. What happened to adulting?
Like, exactly.
You're supposed to pay bills. It's your bills.
Nah. But that's what happened, though. That's what happened. We bested up because guys saying, okay, I was even like that. Like, look, man, forget all this side talk. I got some money. You want to go get some eat? Where we want to go at? You know what I mean? And it was cutting a lot of that side stuff up, and we messed it up. And a lot of us messed it up like that because we made it too easy. And they made it too easy. They made it so easy. I go get them some eat. Take them out one night. Bam, call them the next night. Text them a couple days. Or if it, just text them in that little time frame. Bang, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, good, you know. So however it rolls, but I accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. But we made it so easy that we don't need the norm no more. We don't
Thirsty ass niggas.
Yeah.
I know chicks, and
that's what I'm the victim of it, too.
Yeah, I know. Chicks would be like, yo, what'd you eat tonight? I don't know. I'm going to call Eric. Call Eric. Bitch, cook. Don't forget you got kids in there, too. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to need to take a to-go plate. God damn. Go ahead, real deal.
Uh-huh. Crazy. Like, the theory behind it is either spend a bag or you a scrub. Like, if you don't got no money, you can't be around.
Wow.
Yeah.
You want to know what's funny about that? The same chicks who made the scrub anthem, the same chicks who went broke. I don't need no scrub, want no scrub. They was the motherfuckers who was bankrupt. So they hate no niggas for carpooling. And they ain't had no fucking money. I'm not gonna. We can't do this. We can't have them dictate the game. Just because I'm not giving you every fucking thing that you did not deserve just because you got a booty or you look alright. We squares? I think we squares for doing that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You gotta feel like a sucker for giving your shit away. You hustled on the hustlers. You hustled on the block all night. You hustled on the block, wore the same shit 2 weeks in a row. You hustled on the block, ran from the police, jumped over a gate. Now you're going to hustle that much just to get your shit away? Like, come on.
But you're getting some return. I'm not doing that if I get that
sometime.
Return.
Sometimes.
They finessing. Yeah. They get a bag. They get a bag out you. You know what I'm saying? They get a bag out you, get a meal out you, and then you just get a phone
number. Yeah.
What happened? So if that's the case, you might as well pay an escort.
You know what I'm saying? It really turned out to that way, in a sense. You know, that $40 that everybody, that universal dollars now, that $40, that
faith 40
you get.
Oh, 40.
What is this 40?
What's the going rate for $40, Larry?
Hold on, what $40?
What is this 40?
Larry Porter, break it down for us. Break the price down.
The two before?
What the $40?
Basically now, like that, they understand. Like, look, that like that hot girl summer, or just universal. Like, you just got to give up. They before they even do anything. Look, you already know they're gonna ask for some money, and $40. That first start off, you know that first start off point. They're gonna come back, even if she doesn't ask at first, or you know, but it's coming. So you already know, that $40 gets you going. And it could be more, it just depends on what type of girl it is, but she's going to ask for something. So you already put it in your head. Like,
that shit right. Whack though, because it just be like, I'm independent. I don't need no man. I don't need to do this, mm-hmm. that, and third. But yet, you begging. It's the same thing. Cash app, you right. begging. Asking for right. it, you begging. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you need it, you got it. If you can get it, but you begging. So what the fuck pride did you take it into this shit here?
They don't see it as begging no more because it's mm-hmm. now it's a right. They look at it, that's where that hot girl summer and all that everything else now. The independent stage is like, it's a right for you to pay me for my time or pay me for whatever I'm doing for you.
Yeah, that's your return.
It's just yeah. not financially feasible. You know what I'm saying? I can't wrap my mind around it. Like, throwing away money, okay. You want to throw away your money. I mean, people buy shit that they don't need all the time. So if they want to mm-hmm. buy a flat screen TV or buy a new pair of Jordans or they want to buy an experience, you know what I'm saying? They want to throw it in the air. Just say they threw that in the air. What could they bought with that they threw in the air? The same shit, like, yeah. this shit is funny because it's lopsided. Same yeah. niggas in the club throwing money in the air with the fly shit on. Gotta go home and knock on their door and say, mama, let me in. Priorities. Same, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, same chick that be like, I don't need this, I don't need that. It's the same chick exploiting herself, shaking her ass for a little bit of cash. Like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I don't want to hear this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not financially feasible to do this.
It's that we don't even think about it as finance. We don't think of it as finance because if we had it behind like, if I like that girl or... really don't like her because you don't know her. You just mm-hmm. if she's attractive, you're attracted to her. You're going here and be like, all right, let me do whatever. Let's get down. You know that because now you skipping all that other. You skipping all that other stages. Like we doing everything backwards now. Well, you know that we giving up everything early, then go back around and get to know the person.
Yeah, where's the reward in that?
And that's why a lot of relationships mess up because we get it. Like everything's good in that first initial stage, that meet and greet, and the first couple of months, you know, you all that's thinking about that person all the time. But when times get hard and you really figure out this girl in debt, or you really feel like figure out he in debt or he got issues, or you know, now it's like, man, I wasted $5 on it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I really don't like this person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know but what? By that time, you already put time, you pot committed. In some cases, you pot committed. Right. In the poker term, like, you put enough money and stuff in there, now you got to see how it play, really got to see how it play out, because if not, you really feel like you lost money or really lost time.
Right.
And didn't even, because the money is, yeah, you know, you start adding up money when it is bad. How you doing, man? Once it ends, man, that's when you start adding up. Man, I bought this bitch a damn bag. I paid for her son and daughter school clothes.
Right, that you know shit matter, saying? Bro. That shit matter.
That's when but you start thinking about that at the end, though. You know what I'm saying? Not at the beginning, because at the beginning is cool. You know what I'm saying? Because you're in that infatuation stage, you feel me?
But true though, because people are playing husband and wife roles and boyfriend and girlfriend roles. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's just like you meet a chick, they want you to be doing all the shit a husband need to do in the beginning stages, and then the same vice versa. The man want all the chick to do all the stuff a wife should do in the beginning stages, and then they determine that they like you or not. So all the stuff is given up front. So there's no reward.
Right.
So when things happen, fall on hard times, there's no foundation to stand on. Then it's like, nah, agreed. Fuck that bitch. But then you get the culture of a full course meal, I call it. So you got the main course, that's your main, your squeeze, right? But then you got all the side pieces. Those are side dishes. They still come with the meal, but they're the side dishes that's accepted now. You see what I'm saying? So the main course knows the mashed potatoes are there. The main course knows the corn is there, the biscuits are there. You see what I'm saying? And then the dude is there to eat it all. When did that happen? And when it did happen, why are we okay with it? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. it sounds good. I mean, I want it all, right? But
of course, everybody wants it all.
It's crazy. It's too much for us to eat. You know, like, it's messing up everything. You know? And I think a lot of it comes with self-identity and self-worth. Because, don't get me wrong, I like a nice pair of teddies. I like ass, too. But come on, man. We gotta know when to draw the line, you know?
Right.
Anomaly, help me, man.
Well, I'm just feeling like right about now I need to chill on me finding a girlfriend, because now ain't the time.
Of course it is. It's a lot of hot girls.
No, I don't need a hot girl. I need a girl that I can sit and have a conversation with. A girl I can do things with. Not just somebody that I'm going to have fun with. No, yeah. I said a girlfriend. I didn't say a fuck buddy. Those are anywhere. Those are everywhere. I can fuck myself if needed be.
Yeah, you could.
But that's not the situation. That's not what I'm looking for. So I'm going to chill. It's okay. It ain't the time.
Is anomaly the problem? Because she got a whole dude. She got a whole dude, yo. And she want a girlfriend, too.
Wait. Hold up. It's not like it's a side thing. Like, he don't know. It is nothing. No, he knows. Mm-hmm. He understands. He knows who I am. He knows what I like. That's a balance for me.
Yeah.
So, it's not just that. You find who works. You find who your partner is.
I mean,
you accept what you want to accept. If it wasn't good for him, he didn't have to stay. If who I am is not good for him, he never had to stay. What? If he didn't like the fact that I like girls and I wanted a girlfriend too, listen, he could have said, no, that's not what I'm about.
I mean,
well, is his girlfriend your girlfriend?
Right.
Yes.
So he got two girlfriends.
Yes, if she behaves.
But listen to this, right? So this, remember, this is anomaly. This is anomaly. Anomaly is not a girlfriend. Anomaly is the boyfriend.
Shut up.
So I don't know if he knows what he's getting himself into. He's not going to have two girlfriends, son. He's going to have a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
He knows. He's very dominant, and I am very submissive to him.
Sure.
But in addition, I'm looking for my submissive. And like I said, if she is good, then yes, she would be able to. But
so the bully want the bully got a bully and want to bully someone else. Is that what this is?
It's not a bully. It's not a bully, because what you don't understand is it's what is agreed upon. He doesn't make me do anything I don't want to do. He understands what I will and will not do. He knows how to push my limits and anything like that. And that's where the conversation comes in. It's not just about having somebody and telling them what to do. It's a real conversation. It's a real agreement. This is the most open relationship that I've ever had as far as conversations and what I want and what I will and will not have, instead of just saying, okay, I'm going to do this because it's good for this person.
So what's the rules? Can you have sex with the other girl without you sometimes, or vice versa?
Yeah.
Really? So if you come home from
the
hell of
furniture. He can. Yeah.
And you walk in on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, is that, well, is this even a relationship, or this is, it was just like an agreement opportunity?
Well, first and foremost, we do not live together.
Okay.
And we don't live together. Yes. And he,
this sound like a situation. It don't sound like a relationship. It just sound like a situation.
It is.
I mean, is it polygamous?
No. Polyamory? Yeah. Polygamous is more marrying multiples. Yeah. No, it's just that I am able to love multiple people at once, and I choose. It's not like I'm having sex with multiple people, and I choose not to. I'm very strictly want a male, which I have, and a female. I'm not out here trying to find extra males. That's not necessary for me. I'm not out here trying to be with every female. I'm looking for something very specific, and I'm not settling. I have to be able to have a conversation with her. She has to be intelligent. She has to carry herself well. She has to be a woman. She has to have a mind of a woman, not a child, not somebody out here screaming hot girl summer. No, that's not what I'm looking for. That's not what I'm about. That's not the type of person I am. That's not the kind of energy I'm trying to bring into my relationship, into my home. Because whoever this person is will meet the rest of what's going on in my life. And that's not the energy I'm trying to bring.
Right.
So it's a work in progress. Yeah, and that's what you basically, you building it up like it's supposed to. Like, that's really, you know, other than if y'all probably had sex or not, but other than that, everything else sounds like that's how it's supposed to be. General, real conversations, meeting everybody, letting them know what, you know, what your standards are. The same thing for him, the same thing for the other person. Right. So that's how it really supposed to be. Until, you know what I'm saying? If, you know,
until I start adding a third person.
Right. It sounds like you want some Ellen DeGeneres, bitch.
Oh, no. She's very feminine, very bi, both men and women. I mean, Ellen is strictly gay. She only likes women. No, thank you. I like options.
Because you need her to have sex with your boyfriend. But you want.
I don't need her to. I don't need her to. I want the option available if it comes up.
I mean, he needs her to. He ain't gonna get into a pussy eating contest with her. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm little bit of that.
I'm just saying, I like opportunities and I like options.
Like I said, this sounds like a situation. A situation, a situation. That's what this is. But that shit is crazy. And another thing, like, do we really understand that happening, the ramifications of that happening, what it really entails, you know? So, I think
it's not something new.
I think we can agree to that. Like, we don't understand the ramifications of that, but here's the kicker. That's what comes with maturity in both parties, because we got this traditional mindset of what a relationship's supposed to be, what it should look like, but in all actuality is what makes you happy. You know what I'm saying? So, and I think a lot of people will gravitate to this, but hear me first. I am not talking about some weirdo shit that is forbidden. You know what I'm saying? Like pedophilia and all that other weird shit.
No, we're not talking about that.
Son. If that makes you happy, go fuck yourself with a rusty knife. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, but I'm talking about, like,
in the lake of fire.
Right, bitch.
Because you remember, that was a story. I don't know if it was true. I remember they were saying, like, for guys with pedophilia and everything, you know, they try to make it as a disease. They try to say, okay, it's a disease. First of all, so everything that they do is a disease. They try to memorialize it. It's a disease. Get the fuck out of this. Second thing they try to do with that, I heard they were trying to give them dolls. Like, I heard that they was giving them.
Stop. Like,
nah, it's legal now though. Like, in some states, you can marry a dog. Like, I heard about that.
I said a dog, like a dog, babe, like a dog. Like, you know, like,
oh, yeah, they're giving away, like, little. Nah, that shit is wild, son. That's a sickness. That's a sickness, yo. That shit ain't.
Yeah, cool, they were saying, so they won't be isolated. And, okay, if they only like little kids, so they give them little kids dolls to help them.
No.
And I'm like, I don't know.
I feel like that's the first step to actually getting a child.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah. That's what I was like.
That's the gateway. That's the gateway. So they give you a practice doll?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
And then you ready to try the real thing? No.
Nah. You know who came with that idea? The one of the presidents.
Pervert?
Yeah, pervert. President of pedophilia. You're like, don't worry, brother. We will fix this.
But you know the guy Jeffrey Epstein, like, you know, kind of off the subject, but Jeffrey Epstein, you know, they said he's child sexuality.
Oh, yeah.
All of his parties, from my understanding, had some kind of child or multiple children involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then they said, that's why they said they hurry up and killed him. Because they said he had a lot of stuff on the powers that be, and that's like he could have. He said that's what they do. That's that sex ring. That's what they are. Like, they really are. They love that that dominance. They love that homosexuality and then they love that pedophilia. You know, they love that together. That's how they get control. That's that world. I just don't. But that's what in the conspiracy world, in the world that was is coming out. It's going to come out soon, but that's what it is. And that's what, like, even with R. Kelly, that's why they say he was, like, protected, you know, in a sense.
Oh, okay.
You know, in a sense with him. But, you know, he's not white either, so it wasn't going to last too long. Well, it did last a long time for him, but he was loved by whites for a certain period of time, too. Right. You know, so. But that just...
That shit is weird. It's just like titles, we gotta understand. Titles have power. And if, the more you normalize something, the more it becomes normal. Just like the fact that, like, we getting all these mass shooters and shit like that, right? So anybody who kills anybody is a murderer. No matter your reasons of why you did it, you still committed the murder. If it was justified, it's still a justified murder. You understand what I'm saying? So, if you got the people that go into schools and kill your children, they are considered murderers. So, we're not going to be like, oh, they was mentally ill. It's always, see, like, when the white people do it, like, when the white people go kill up every fucking thing. They so fucking angry. They just go kill up everything, and then we look into their academics. Oh, he was an A student. He was on the varsity basketball team. You know what I'm saying? Or the varsity, whatever, football team, whatever the fuck ever. But then, if you get, like, a black person who may have gotten a speeding ticket or gotten arrested on child support, he was a second-time felon. He didn't pay his baby mama the amount due. You know what I'm saying?
No. They don't bring up the issue. They just say there was a problem in his past. They won't bring up the issue to make him seem worse than what he is. They'll highlight the good things from the white criminal, and they'll just bring up the bad things, but they're not going to say, oh, it was because of he didn't pay child support, or he was arrested previously,
right,
and just leave it at that.
That's them bringing up unnecessary details.
Yeah.
Just like when the kid who fell into the gorilla cage, you see what I'm saying? And they brought up, the dad wasn't even there. They brought up his criminal record.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah,
I forgot all about that too.
Like, they killed the gorilla, but the dad wasn't even there. So they brought up the father, who was not even there or associated with them right now, because he's not in their lives, brought up his criminal record. But then you got a guy who shoot up a whole Waffle House. And we know about, and all we know about is he had people who loved him, and he was a good A, straight A student and shit. The motherfucker just took a gun and shot up a Waffle House. I don't give a fuck what grade he got on a spelling bee. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, he killed these motherfuckers. So what the fuck are we doing? That's that.
Like the Parkland shooter. I ain't hear anything else about that joker. Once it's died down in the media, you don't hear nothing else about it. So you tell me. They killed all these kids, and y'all just, even the parents. Like, that's why certain times, like, not saying, I can't go back to conspiracy things. People really die, but at the same time, like, I know our government does things to push their agendas, you know? So, but the Parkland shooting, what was the other kid? What was the other, when the guy killed all the small kids?
What?
Yeah, Connecticut. Sandy Hook. Oh. I ain't hear anything else about him. But then they said, oh, yeah, he had issues with his mom. He was mad at his mom. And him and his mom had a strained relationship. So he came and killed all the kids in school. Killed the school in the class because he was mad at his mom. What?
What the
fuck? Get the out of here. Like, they try to paint.
Was his mom a teacher? Was his mom a teacher?
No. Yeah, his mom was a teacher
or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. Yep.
That shit don't matter. Yeah. I'm mad at red lights, but if I speed through them shits, I'm still getting the ticket. Like, come on. Yep. And then what black kid that's not? You know what I'm saying? We come up with through all that shit, just like they were saying the white kid who did the shooting. Was it the Walmart shooting or the Texas shooting? They was like him and his mom didn't get along. He had no father in the home. They was naming all regular shit that we go through every day.
Every day. Right. It's okay. It's okay for them. It's okay. Like, it's right.
It's hard for you. Right. It's hard for y'all, but it's okay for us, right?
Yeah.
90% of us don't know our dad. 90% of us didn't know the next meal when it was going to come. We had hard. We got picked on at school by you. You know what I'm saying? So we never ran up in the school and shot that bitch up. Never. But you get to kill everybody else's child, and we call it mental illness. They still don't have a child that comes home that's going to get off that bus anymore. They still don't have a kid that's going to, they still have an empty room. But yet we want to give them a pass. Get the fuck out of here.
And not to say, like, basically, like, white is right. That Chris Rock has said that in the joke, but the thing about it, they tell us don't talk about the white privilege, but they slap white privilege in our face every day. They slap it in our face like, spat, and be like, how you like it now?
Right.
And then we don't talk about it. That's the same thing like slavery. Don't talk about it. It's over, right? But it's a mental slavery. Yeah. It's that mental slavery.
That's privilege that in itself. That's privilege in itself. Don't talk about my right privilege. Anybody who's telling you that is using privilege right now.
Right.
What you mean don't talk about it? You doing it. Is it not in our faces? Don't want to fucking hear he should have complied. All these cop shooters, well, he should listen. Well, you should listen too. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. What you mean? Him not listening shouldn't cost him his life. You know what should cost you your life? When you run around butt-ass naked after you killed your family and they try to catch your ass. That should cost you your life. But yet they want to play fucking Barney Gumble with your ass. Chasing this.
Biddy Hill.
Right, Biddy Hill. Yeah. Butt-ass naked. You know what I'm saying? Trying to catch him and shit. And people die for
less. He was, too.
Yes. That was Benny Hill shit. And people die for less. Motherfuckers die for selling loose cigarettes. But you can kill people and run around butt-ass naked, slap the cop around and do circles around him, and your ass ain't at least get shot with a beanbag. Get the fuck out of here.
Not even yeah. They got all of the, they got the bat belt. They got the bat, they got the bat belt with all the equipment up there. Everything the Batman got with his bat belt. They got the taser. They got the pepper spray. They got the baton. I think they got a knife. They got everything that can take you down without killing you. Or if they use it, the aggressive way can hurt you. But that supposed to take you down and just fool with them to obtain.
I think they're keeping score. Here's why. Because definitely, it wasn't like an army of police officers trying to tackle this man. If a police is called on a black man, you get an army of policemen with excessive force. It don't even got to be physical. Right. The excessive force is military-grade weaponry when he's unarmed. So they all show up. It's like 30, 40 cops showing up to see who's going to get their score up to be the one who shot him. That's why they all come. I don't give a fuck. I believe, like, why do it take all it for unarmed black man, suspicious black man? 40 cops come?
Right.
White man just killed his entire family running around butt naked. All right, Bob. All right, Jim. All right, Terry. Y'all go out there and check it out. And he just making a fool of them. He juxing them and shit. You know what I'm saying? Crossing them. You know what I mean? Like, come on. And then the black guy is unarmed, on his knees with his hands up, and they approaching him with military-grade weapons. Don't tell me what I don't see.
Right.
Don't, if anybody is fixing their breath to defend the police when they do shit like this, you're the problem.
It's good cops, man. Like,
you're the problem. You're the problem.
Yeah. There are some, but of course they're going to highlight the things that's going to get them press, because business news is still a business.
Mm-hmm.
And the more ratings they get, the better. It's still a business. Yep. And that's how it works.
And then there are some good cops, because I have a couple of friends as cops, and that is there are a thing called the glass shield. It's like cops are a game. You know, it's like they abide by that shield. They abide by that. But you know something?
Go ahead.
The thing about cops, they've been said that the heritage from cops came from slave chasers.
Big size.
I was about to say that.
Slave chasers.
I was about to say that. Like, let's not forget why cops exist. Cops only existed, because they was formulated to get the slaves, the property of the slave master, back to his, back to the slave master. You know what I'm saying? So just like, you was created to catch us. You was created already our enemy. And we are not saying anything differently right now.
That's the origin. That's the origin. That's the
and it's still following that line.
The first thing, and the first police officer, the first badge, that whatever. That's the whole reason behind every officer. That's their oath.
And then the black, and it, sometimes the black officers try to go the hardest on you. It's just like, who are you trying to impress? Who you trying to impress? And then on top of that, this is not for you to insert, enforce law on me and tell me to shut the fuck up or shut up or I can't speak or do nothing like that. Motherfucker, if you here to enforce the law, then enforce the law. But don't infringe on my rights and disrespect me the way that you are. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm not complying. You're not, who the fuck? You know what I'm saying? You got guidelines that you're supposed to abide by, but people get behind these badges and think they tough guys. You see what I'm saying?
Of course.
Take the badge off and come to Marshall's MMA. We'll see what's up.
I mean, a lot of people that do become police officers really go for power trips. Like,
exactly, power trips.
Like, a lot. Like, I would say at least 85%. Like, even from the people that I know, you're like, oh, I want to be a police officer. It's most of them. Like, you do hear the ones that say, hey, because I want to protect and serve and everything. But for the most part, people be like, because I want to have a gun. I won't be able to beat people up, do everything, get away with murder. Like, literally. Like, that's the vibe behind a lot of people.
I mean, it's true. It's just like, tell me this. Tell me where a Ku Klux Klan organization is right now.
In blue.
Exactly. I mean, you can't deny that. That's not an opinion. It's just like when they burnt down Wilmington. Wilmington on fire. The people who ran out the black people, it was a massacre. Massacre. Where do you think they went after that? They took the hoods off. So it's like they got a mask on, they coming for your ice. Took the mask off, they coming for your life. So they already got the hoodies off and they came for it and they took it. And where you think they set up shop at? In your legal system, with the police, your judges, real estate. You see what I'm saying? Like, we keep overlooking these details and keep making it about this simple shit. Do you think it's us creating a culture of how our music is and how our culture is right now? Yes, we put the style and the flavor on it, but the organization and the structure of the destruction of us, we didn't create that. Why would we? It only hurts us. It doesn't benefit us. Who does it benefit?
Yep.
Everybody else. Like, damn, every hip-hop song, we got black bees and black this. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga this, nigga that. I told you, I think the biggest hip-hop fan is the Ku Klux Klan, man.
Yes.
He bought the first Gucci album.
Of destructing shit that they put in the music and
it's damn near almost required.
Yeah. Dumb, everything dumbed down. Now let me get rid of me this. We have two. Now, white people label themselves as, well, they don't label themselves, but we call them mass shooters. Now, that's mass shooters is shooting multiple people at one time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, can blacks be mass shooters? Or serial killers? Yeah. I never heard. But you know, the media, we never say black people serial killers. Or we never say black people.
What's the definition of a serial killer, for one? Anomaly, you know?
Yeah.
I knew she knew.
I'm sorry, I don't think for serial killers. Serial killers are generally, they have random targets. Well, initially seeming random targets that trigger something that happened to them when they were younger. So, like Ted Bundy, he was in love with a girl. He wanted to marry her, but she didn't want to marry him. So the women that he killed in some way remind him of her. Mm. So very pretty, brown hair, about a certain age. So they do have a specific thing that they look for, but initially it seems random and they don't have any connection to the serial killer at all. It's just somebody who kind of flips that trigger for them for that initial reaction or that initial pain.
Oh, that sounds, a lot of people, we don't never be serial killers. Everybody we killing, yeah, we killing them niggas on, we know why we shooting them niggas.
Right. we know.
Yeah, they're projecting. It's just a form of projecting. They didn't deal with the issue with that person, so they're taking it out on somebody else. So, but like, I don't understand personally why they called the Iceman, who was actually a hitman, why they called him a serial killer. I don't understand why they call him a serial killer. He was very much doing a job. That's not serial killing. He was a business. Right. But hey, he did his job well.
Yeah.
Do you watch serial killer documentaries while playing with yourself? You crazy.
No. Not while playing with myself. I do watch them and I'm very interested in them. I'm interested in how their mind works. I like unconventional mind patterns. But no, I do not play with myself while I watch them.
Okay, so if you knew you was about to become a victim of a serial killer, would you smile?
But but the reason why I said that, because a lot of times now, me being in the hood, I know a lot of, well, you could say people that done, you know, put in a lot of work as a business. Do we label them? You just said, like, the Iceman is a hit.
Yeah, he was.
But he was, you could still say a killer. He was just,
it was murder for hire.
Yeah. Because I've never heard, because I, like, somebody put on Facebook a meme. And basically, you could tell it was a person that had the same conversation, like, white and black, how they label each other. Because they said, they put up a post where, shootings, four more people injured at one shooting. So that means, basically, they put up a shooter that shot more than one person at one particular time.
Right.
And they as a mass shooter. There was a lot of brown and a lot of blacks up there. Well, I hate to wear blacks, but brown to brown, people, light brown to dark brown, intermediate browns up there.
Right.
And basically they saying that not white people is more larger, but more black, and more brown people, minorities are shooting niggas, people at one time. Shoot four more people at large times, many a time. It was a whole, basically, shitload of us on that page. Yeah, they said, should we label them as mass shooters? And that was a good question. Like, damn.
But,
you know,
the question, the answer is simple. Anybody who fits the description is a mass shooter, just like terrorists.
Right.
How long it took for them to label the white mass shooters as, or the white nationalist groups as terrorists now? Or they trying to. What is a terrorist? They be like, any Muslim? No. A terrorist is the person who is terrorizing, is it even for a particular cause? I think it's just fucking terrorizing. If you terrorizing with an agenda and you're terrorizing over a course of time with organized with people or terrorizing other people, killing racially or ethically, you know what I'm saying? But you're a terrorist. All these white mass shooters, terrorists. White national groups, terrorists. Ku Klux Klan members, first terrorists. So it's just like, yo, put the title where it belongs. Don't sugarcoat it. You know what I'm saying? Black people did it. You a fucking terrorist, or you a fucking mass shooter, or you a serial killer. White people just do it more.
Right. So the Baltimore sniper, did they ever change his name?
DC sniper.
DC sniper. Yeah.
You changed it.
Sorry.
Bingo.
Right.
Shut up.
Bingo. Did they ever change patent that shit? Did they change it?
No, I'm saying, did they change it to a mass shooting or serial I think killer. At one point they were trying to say he was a serial killer.
No, they just call him DC sniper. But he was a serial killer.
I think they gave him a serial killer.
Okay.
Yeah. He was. And you
but see, was he really? Because I think that they said that he did it in order to hide his ex-wife's murder. He wanted to kill his ex-wife, so he killed a few people before, killed her, and I think killed a couple people after.
No.
And it was just so that he could hide her murder.
Nah, that ain't working. I got the firsthand story. Obviously. It didn't happen like that. I got the firsthand story from the victim's aunt and the niece, because they were there and they went to our church. And so they was telling us about it. What happened, it was on some custody battle shit. And he wanted his daughter. And just, I'm paraphrasing here. They had some issues. You see what I'm saying? They broke up or whatever, and him and his son. So it was like some family issues. So he went to her house and shot her at home. He killed her at home, and he snapped. And he just started killing people. Just like the definition of a serial killer, like you explained earlier. It derives from something. So he premeditated, because he fixed his vehicle to be able to do this. He won't just busting out the window. He had him and his son already had a hole in the trunk of the little car that they had, with the gun hole out the trunk, shooting. So you don't even know where it's coming from or seeing it.
Right.
So that's crazy. It is. So he built a killer car. You know what I'm saying? He built
a killer car. Yeah, he did.
So
it was just,
something like that. Because the people who went to our church found the first victim, which is his wife, because she was cooking. Mm-hmm. She was cooking, and the house almost burnt down. You see what I'm saying? That's not, and they found it like that.
That's wild.
But it just, because I knew a lot of, I heard about a lot of killings in the hood, and there's a lot of hitmen. There were a lot of younger boys I know that pulled triggers and everything that I need. And the thing about it, man, it's like what we just said, we got to label with all of it. It's not good for, just because we killing niggas doesn't mean they get the pass neither, because killing is wrong regardless.
That was the greatest marketing scheme from the opposers. Because like you said, killing niggas. How awful does that sound? If you was white, how would that sound?
Regular.
Mm-hmm.
So they put us in these environments. Think about it. It's all conditional. They put you in these environments. Take away the resources, so you can do the job for them.
Mm-hmm.
They not riding on horses through the hood, lynching or killing. They got you riding on 300 horsepower, killing, lynching. You doing it. So that's the great. For them. That's the greatest trick of the enemy. One of the greatest tricks. And he continuously promoted every day through our own mouths. Through the music, through the movies. We think it's a way of life. We have normalized the killing of us.
Mm-hmm. All the classics is us killing ourselves. Boys in the hood, everybody love.
It's just society.
But you could be like, I'm just depicting what I see in my neighborhood every day. Okay.
Yeah.
But what are you doing differently? What else did you see? How else have you contributed? Like, are we going to keep glorifying this shit? And then hustlers, I get it. You had to sell because you couldn't get a job, or you ain't have work in the hood. Like, I mean, come on, man. Like, we gotta approach. We gotta talk about that. You see what I'm saying? Like, we got it. That doesn't make it right, dude. Like, a lot of people was in the hood that didn't resort to selling drugs, because everybody can't sell drugs. But you selling drugs to the same people you built the empire off of, and then now you want to retire after you done killed us. And if you're like, shit, if I ain't gonna do it, somebody else gonna do it. I mean. That's the conditions in the environment that we in. That shit is a catch 22.
Yeah, we don't think it's killing the hood. We don't think that Yeah, we don't think we're killing her because we already know it's here. It's like, you know, like, man, it's already here. Like, I didn't give these niggas Pepsi. Pepsi was already here. You just niggas like it, you know? Yeah, because that's just like the opioid crisis. You see, basically, it goes along with what we're talking about. It's basically the titles. It's all about titles. And a title, even with relationship, with crime, with success, is how you say it. It could be the smallest thing, but if you put that a right title on it, it makes the whole narrative different. So, that's just like the opioid crisis. It's a war. Now that's a new war on drugs. But until the rights,
right,
they can't handle right. the rights with it. Now, when the mayor niece get on it,
we gotta do something about this shit.
Yeah, we gotta do something about it. Now, like, now it's affecting the white community, and the white community cannot control it. And now we gotta forget it. Now we gotta make a war on drugs. Forget crack. Now we get his job.
Dave Chappelle said it really nice. On his special.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle did that shit, but it's absolutely right. I know, like, people be like, oh, I don't want to talk about this because it's bringing me down, or I can't talk about this because what can I do about it? There's a lot that we can do about it. I mean, just being aware of it is the first step. Now that you're aware of it, it's just like, how many times you going to walk past that trash before you pick it up?
Right.
Like, I ain't telling you to become the next Malcolm X. Or become something different. I just want you to contribute as a human being to your people. That's all I'm saying. Like, if you see some wrong shit, don't let it be wrong. If you see a child without a parent around running reckless, say something to that kid. Or if you see a single mom or something like that struggling, help her. You see what I'm saying? Like, help her cross the street. Help her with her groceries or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a blessing. Put something on the groceries. Not saying that you do that shit all the time, because you got to eat too. But what I'm saying is, let her know that our people can help each other. You know?
It seems like it's so hard to be human now, because everybody feels like they're separate from everybody else. That's them. That's not me. I don't know that person, and they're not trying to open up and be a part of and help anybody because they don't know. That's not my people. I don't know those people. Right. They'll see it and they'll keep moving.
But other
and
people,
that's the problem.
It is a major problem, but somebody got to break that cycle because everything else is contributing to the destruction of that idea. Because for one, back to the beginning, these motherfucking finesses out there.
they really make finesses.
Like, I done got finessed, what, 3 times in my life? Probably more, I don't know. But I got I got finessed, bro. I mean, they so good because they play on your heartstrings. You see what I'm saying? They play on that shit. And then you be like, yo, I got it right now. I was going to blow it on something to eat anyway. I give to them. You see what I'm saying? But at the same time, dude, that's their job, is to finesse you. So you just aided their finesse. You didn't help them at all. And then it fucks it up for the people who really need it. You know what I'm saying?
It definitely though. That's why, like, me personally, like, when it comes to those people, because I know, like, you know, in front of Walmarts and gas stations and stores, you always see people. They even got families now where they all be standing on the corner. But it be like, oh, y'all got on new clothes. So who really?
Right?
Like, they dare be having all clothes on, everything. And then, like, they'll walk off to use their phone and then come back and be like, can I get a dollar? Like,
who donated those Jordans? Get the fuck. And then it make you feel like you gotta turn your head when you see him. No, I'm gonna look at him and read that sign and then pull off when the light turn green.
I might beep at them, like.
Right.
Like, I'm gonna start calling them out though, like.
And they gonna do no good. They still gonna be doing the shit. You know what? Fuck that. Call them out, because I remember somebody forgot they asked me already. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, you already asked me. You just asked me. Excuse me, sir. I'm trying to get to Fayetteville, and we just don't have enough gas to get there. Oh, you don't? You know it's still me, right? Bitch, get the fuck.
Bye.
Oh shit, that is that nigga. I remember when Anomaly used to finesse on the corner. I was like, bitch.
Why you playing? Why you playing? You know better. That ain't even part of my style.
Nah, that ain't true.
Nope. Not even close.
Yeah, Anomaly ain't no begging. Anomaly don't beg. Nope. Anomaly wants you to beg for your life.
I'm an enabler. I'm an enabler.
You are an enabler. You are.
I just let people know it's okay to do what they want to do. That's all.
Isn't that a deadly sin? An evil monster and shit. It's all right. It's
okay. That's how she do.
It feels good, right?
Nah, I'm for real. It's just that's it. They want to go and they want to party, and I'm just like, you enjoy yourself. You worked hard all week. Go do that.
Mm-mm. But I left that's my kids at the house by themselves. Should I still go party? I used to be like, but I left the kids at the house by themselves. Should I still go party? Yes.
Nah, you got to do that. You got to take care of that. Damn, I'm just saying. Oh, man. I want to go tie this person up and spank their ass. Go ahead. They might like it.
Yeah, that's the type of guy I am. Most of the time, I'm going to go with the flow type person. Like, I'm already know, like, the whole, like, the whole world I look at it is Vanessa. Like it, like I said, the Matrix. I always look at it as, what do they want from me? What do you want from me? Without me, but without me being the asshole, but like I already know. So I'm going along with the flow because maybe I could pick up something. Maybe I could get some networking information. Maybe I could meet this other person that could put me in a position. While you think you finessing me, I'm finessing the whole situation too.
Right.
Because you have, you know what I'm saying? Because it is just it's just the way of the world now, man. It's like somebody, everybody getting a piece off of something. You know, you got to look at it like a quid pro quo. Like, what you do for me, I do, you know, do for you. So what you give me, I give you. You know, so I just look at it like that. Sometimes it makes it easier because if you think of somebody not trying to get nothing off of you or help that situation, you're absolutely wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then you get hurt because you thinking it's 1940s or something, like everybody wants this family house and, you know, and this white picket fence. People don't want that anymore. People don't really don't care. Some people don't even care about that anymore. So you got to figure out what you want and go in that direction because not or you're going to be finessed. Yeah, you're going to be finessed.
You really do not want the white picket fence, son. She wants a tea bag and some heels, and she going outside with her girls, and you better give her some money.
And they want to go to Miami. Yeah. They want to go to Miami. They want to go to Miami, or they want good Instagram shots. They want to create a highlight reel. That's all social media is, a good highlight reel. So they want to create their highlight reel because if I create my highlight reel, a guy will snatch me up. If I create a good highlight reel, as a, you know, I said it wrong, as a man, a girl will snatch me up. Like, ooh, he's living his best life every day. And people put that facade on, you know what I'm saying? So everybody creating their highlight reel through social media because nobody putting the bad stuff up.
Right.
What bad stuff some people put up? If any bad stuff they putting up, just a relationship thing, like, oh, they broke up with me. They're looking for pity. You know what I'm saying?
Right, for pity.
So they're looking for pity, so why? Somebody else could come save the day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Captain Shadow. Girl, what he did to you?
Your boyfriend broke up with you? He did not appreciate you. Back on next episode.
I would never do that.
Yeah. I would never do that.
I had a girl doing that. I'd be like, man, stop joking. I don't want him. Nothing about what that person does. You know what I mean? I don't want him because I don't want nobody to say I'm hating. Or nobody say, you know, I'm using him to ride off to get some of you. You know, I'm my own man. I stand up. I want to be judged by what I do or what I can do, you know, and what I will do, you know, not because you just compare me to that person.
Right. And then they don't want to talk to you no more if you don't give them nothing.
Yeah.
If you don't fall for their sob story and shit, they just cut your ass all the way off. But I thought we
were friends. I'm not going down that direction again. No. Or
this girl was talking about another guy. She just broke up with an old boyfriend. She was like, this other guy, they get to know each other. They get to know each other. And she said, he did something that just like my old boyfriend did. He's real possessive, so I had to cut him out early because I said, I'm not going down that road no more.
Yeah, I heard that story.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm like, you ain't even get a dude a chance to tell him what he did wrong or nothing.
Exactly. Just don't
right.
He
maybe, it's just all about you, huh?
You, yeah, maybe he had to do that road. In his last relationship. And I lied. Because that's what I'm telling him. Like, maybe he had to do that in his last relationship. Maybe that person told him that he had to be aggressive, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you don't know the bad stories.
Or they wearing all they workout clothes but never work out. Take these pictures.
Yeah.
What gym you went to? What gym? And then when they have all these kids and their body is not as beautiful as it used to be, now they want to settle with an established gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, ladies. We're not falling for it anymore. Bye. And we're going to wrap it up there. Yo, Shuly J. The Prince, a.k.a. Rio. And my main guy, Ty, what it do, babe, bro?
You already know. Y'all know one. Take care.
Yeah. Mr. Larry Paul.
Once again, a good one, man. Good topics.
Yes. An anomaly, what it do, baby?
Stay safe, everybody.
Stay safe, everybody. Fitness Master. Oh my god. Wait.